We got gossip, Sam Rubin.
What is it? What's going on?
Greg in Orange County, what do you want to talk about?
I wanted to ask you, what's your take on this Bubba the Love Sponge deal?
I don't know anything about it. I just
it's a pretty good story.
It sounds like he thinks that Bubba fucked him over.
Well, I mean, the story is, I mean, everybody knows it by now, but basically in a nutshell, there's a videotape out now that I guess is about 5 years old where Bubba apparently offers his wife to Hulk Hogan, who accepts, and then the tape exists. Apparently the tape is quite flattering to Hulk Hogan, if you're into that kind of thing.
If you're into big dicks, you're
right.
Saying.
And I think
Howard Stern, Hulkamania was indeed running wild.
I think I feel Howard Stern described it as, quote, a thermos. But in any event, I think that's pretty weird to share your wife. To, like, here, go ahead.
That's pretty bizarre. Maybe not for this. They're calling shenanigans on it now. They're saying that Hogan and Bubba's in on it just for a publicity stunt to grow their name. But anyway, Ellis, love the show. Got to run. Have a great day.
Hey, so how can you have a sex tape out? I heard it on Stern, too. He said he was going to sue the people.
Right. But then you know what always happens. Kim Kardashian said they were going to sue. Paris Hilton said they
were going
to sue.
Wait a minute. So you think that he's in on it? This is a big scam?
I actually don't think he's in on it, but I think what his lawyer is going to say to him is that there's two paths. He's talking about, using that phrase, criminal prosecution, and Stern was like, I'll bring in a lie detector, all that stuff. That's path A. Path B is you go to one of those companies and like, all right, shit. Okay. And you just get a giant check. So what would you rather do?
I'd put you to fucking jail. You put me fucking on a video without asking me and gave it to the world? I don't want your money. I want you to go to jail.
Sometimes it's just about principle. You want to see that guy pay.
Especially if I'm Hulk Hogan. You got money, dude. And what more money you want anyway? You're just going to give it to some other stupid blonde-headed bitch.
All right.
Just get whoever did that. If they really did do that, like if either one of them really did do that, which I don't believe, because I just don't. I don't even like Bubba, I refuse to believe that anybody who's friends with somebody does that. So I just don't believe the world works like that. I don't think he did it.
Well, I would tend to think. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea.
I can't think he did it. I got to go. I've got to like have friends and I've got to trust them.
Okay.
So I can't think that there's anybody out there that would do that to me. I was talking to Josh about it. It's like, imagine if I got famous, Josh.
Right.
And then you got a wife, and then I went around to your house, and I fucked your wife, and you filmed it. And then when I left, you went onto the bed with your wife and said, hey, worst case scenario, we can cash this in.
Right.
If I fucking found out you did that.
It would be such a betrayal of somebody that you trusted.
Well, the whole thing's, beyond all that stuff, it's a little weird, don't you think?
Yeah.
You're talking to somebody who does that, so. Doesn't bother
me. So you would offer up your girlfriend to those of us?
To Hulk Hogan? Probably not.
Okay.
He's pretty big. I don't want to get taken out. I don't know. I haven't seen the video, but I don't have a... I've done that.
All right.
With wives. Did it work out? No.
See what I've gotten out of him? It's impressive, isn't it?
Kind of?
Sure.
First time I've revealed that on the show.
This is hopelessly naive, but I was a fan of Hulk Hogan when I was a kid.
Sure.
And if you remember, it was a relentlessly positive message that he had. It was fucking train hard, take your vitamins, fucking pray, say your prayers.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I'm a real American.
Sure.
And he's never really done anything to betray that. He let himself back into this nonsense because he was trying to promote his daughter.
Right.
And then it went to, as far as I can tell, and then it went to his wife's head, and that's fucking ruined
him. You know, it is interesting how all this reality TV stuff seems, more often than not, to corrupt the participants.
Yeah.
So, and you know, they're naive people who are like, well, gosh, you're just getting a big check, you're getting all this exposure. It really very rarely leads to anything.
You're saying fame corrupts, Sam.
Well, no, you know what I'm saying, and I believe this very firmly, and here's a good example in the positive as I point to Jason. It amplifies who you already are. If you're a nice guy, it makes you a nicer guy. If you're a prick, it makes you a bigger prick.
But I don't. The thing is, I don't think Hulk has acted like a prick. I don't follow him. Very
no, I think. I mean, presumably, assuming he's telling the truth and everything, he's been sort of victimized.
And that's what I'm
saying. You know what, though? He fucking sounds like he's been victimized. He whines a lot. All I hear about how he's been down and out and all the tough trials and tribulations.
Right. Well, you know, everything that's come out of that show.
It hasn't been that bad.
No, but you know what? But did he have a bankruptcy, or he gave a ton of money to his wife?
75% or
something like that. Yeah.
Right.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, it seems like it's another icon sort of needlessly torn down.
Right.
It's a bummer. Hulk was a fucking cool guy. He's a pro wrestler.
He's in mourning.
He's a big joke, but I didn't want to see fucking a half-hearted 60-year-old fucking Hulk Hogan fucking somebody.
I don't lose respect for him at all video.
No, I don't lose respect for him at all, I feel bad for him that it exists.
If there's any truth in he is a part of this, well then, yeah, I've completely lost all respect for
him.
Like, if this is just a publicity stunt to blow up
that's a pretty crazy publicity stunt. I don't think it's a publicity stunt. But, you know, one other thing that's interesting to me is how, this is something that's happening in the culture all the time. All right, pretty much everybody knows who Hulk Hogan is. I would say 5% of the whole world knows who Bubba the Love Sponge is. Less than that.
5%, yeah. That's a lot.
But it's funny how
5% of Tampa.
But there are more and more of these sort of narrow stars as opposed to big stars that we all know.
Yes, it's true. But in this case, I mean, you're talking about someone who was a mass media star and a guy who's essentially, for the bulk of his career, a local media star.
Yeah, right.
So that's the nature of everybody's going to be a niche radio star when you're working in terrestrial radio until you go syndicated, you know.
Well, here you go.
See, that comes from 17 years in the game, by the way.
Ooh. I haven't been in the game for as long as Bubba the Love Sponge, but I would say that on celebrity status, I'm about as half-ass famous as that dude.
Oh, you're more famous than that dude.
I don't know. Who cares? Anyway, at least even, I have friends that are not quite as famous as Hulk Hogan, but if I, say Benji Madden fucked my ex-wife, think I'm giving that tape to anybody? Ever? That's my friend. That's my ex-wife. There's kids involved. Like, I'm going to tell people that bestie fucked my wife? There's no way I would ever let anybody know that.
Why would you tape it in the first place?
Right.
Who's got cameras? Right. Secret cameras in their house, right?
But you really, Raw Dog brings up the big thing. And maybe I am going to be the fuddy-duddy in the room. I would never tape any of that stuff ever, ever, ever. Even me and Adrian Curry. Which I
would tape the shit out of
I hope transpires.
I would tape the shit out of that, and when she's at work, I would be jacking off to it until she got home.
Sam, I would borrow your film crew.
All right.
Hollywood Uncensored would just be an hour of porn.
I spent the day getting the lighting right.
It would be real Hollywood Uncensored.
What the hell is wrong with you, Sam?
The only tape...
you have sex with Adrian Curry, you can't video camera.
The only tape I've ever watched was the Paris Hilton one, and I did think the thing that was funny about that is when she answers the phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She
doesn't surprise me. She's like the least surprising bitch out of anybody on the planet. Like, she did a bitch move? Really? Wow, that's crazy. Right.
Yeah, but for the most part, it seems like you're taking a huge risk taping that stuff if you're a famous guy. The upside does not outweigh the downsides.
I know that Heather chick. I don't think she would have done that.
You don't think she would have taped it?
I don't think she would have sold it to people.
All right. But she seems like a pretty free-spirited chick if she allows herself to be shared.
Yeah? That doesn't mean that she sells sex tapes to people.
No, not at all. But isn't that funny, these sort of interesting lines of morality, like, okay, is it totally cool to be married and have your husband introduce you to his friend and screw him, but it's not okay to make a tape of that?
Well, I think it is okay to make a tape of it. I think the only thing that changed
is that he's Hulk Hogan, and you can't
give the press that tape.
If everything's just between consenting adults and everybody's cool with it, then there's no lines being crossed. It's when you're betraying a friend's trust is the problem.
Yep.
See, leave it to Raw Dog to put the moral button on the story.
He always does that. That's what I pay him for.
I'm the beating heart of the Ailish.
Somebody's got to be.
Cooper in Tennessee. Hello?
Ellis.
Yes.
Yeah, Hogan was on Covino and Rich this morning, and he was talking about they transcripted the tape, and at the end of the tape, I guess it shows Bubba walking into the room.
We already covered that. Your phone doesn't work.
All right.
Yeah, he said something about selling money to him. I don't know. I feel sorry for her. I feel sorry for everybody. Because I'm a dad. And I would do something like that.
Your dad, and how old are your kids?
3 and 7.
Okay, so obviously they're not listening to this program. None of their friends are listening to the program. Does it inhibit you? Because I already know the answer to the question I'm going to ask. Their parents may well listen to the program. Does that bother you? Does it inhibit you? Not at all?
No.
No,
it's my job.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.